Next order of business is 31181.
Hi, commissioners. This is Travis Hare with the MSD again. I've got this item. So this is a plat amendment for lot 55 of Colony Farms. This is a pretty straightforward one. This was approved back in 2018 and was recorded sometime after. But the project has several two-unit, four-unit clusters of townhomes that individual investors can buy and then rent out the units. And we have one owner that would like to subdivide one of those lots so that they can sell off the individual units. The building department, as I noted in the staff report, as well as other departments, kind of anticipated that that was a likely outcome for a lot of these units. And so for all of the building and all of that, they made sure that those were fire rated in between the walls and all of that, so that there wouldn't be any issue if down the road they did want to subdivide those. So this doesn't increase density in any way. It doesn't change kind of any of the on the ground conditions. The units are already under construction, so the survey is accurate in terms of shooting right down those walls to make sure that somebody's kitchen doesn't end up on somebody else's lot. Really, the only thing that this does is change the ownership scheme of those four units. It doesn't create any other units or any other impacts that we've been able to identify.
Now, it looks on the plot that there's actually six units connected there.
Correct. So there's six units in one building, but what they've done is they essentially, there are six units over two lots. And so one is a group of two townhomes that someone can buy, and one is a group of four. The only one that wants to be divided is that group of four.
I see.
And it looks like the four lots are 2,700 square feet.
That's about right. Yeah.
Travis, did you give our recommendation?
Yes.
On this item.
Our recommendation is for approval. There's a couple of conditions on that. They're pretty straightforward, though. Let me just grab those real quick. So we recommend approval that they need to comply with any of the requirements in the staff report for the technical review process. So there's a couple of things just from planning in terms of fixes on the plat, and then some things from the surveyor that are all just kind of technical things on the plat they submitted that just need to be corrected before they submit that for recording. So those will just need to be corrected. And then the second part is just that the approved plat needs to be recorded within 1 year of approval, or they'll need to come back and do that again. I don't see that being an issue, but we want to make sure they get it taken care of once they're approved.
Okay. Any other questions for staff?
Chair, this is Jim McNulty. Can I mention something just very quickly?
Certainly.
What I wanted to say is, I'm surprised they didn't record a plat like this originally, to be honest with you. This allows for the purchase of individual units. Generally, a PUD plat is done, which divides units at the building walls and allows for a small backyard or front yard area for owners. They didn't do this, so they can't sell the units to individual owners. This encourages home ownership, so this person will be able to sell that footprint or that unit to an individual from home ownership rather than just renting them. So it really is a benefit, and I believe we're getting other calls to do this as well with other buildings in the facility. I don't know why they didn't do this in the first place.
Yeah, that's correct. We've already got at least one owner and I think it might be one of the original owners that still has some units that is looking at what to do on a similar lot. So we imagine we'll probably have a few of these coming in the not too distant future.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Is the applicant available?
Yes, I am.
Could you state your name and address, please?
Sure, it's Michael Margot, 6230 Meadowcrest Road, Holiday Dock.
Tell us a little bit about your vision.
I would like to divide that up, and exactly what Jim Ignati said, I want to sell off the individual units to homeowners, to other people who'd like to buy a house.
You have a price point that you're looking for on these units?
I think they're going for about right around $250 right now.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions for the applicant?
I move to open public comment.
Second.
I have a motion to open public comment and a second. Those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Mark, aye.
Claire, aye.
Hammond, aye.
Motion, or the vote is unanimous. Public comment is now open. Do we have members of the public, Wendy, yet?
The applicant is our last member of the public on the call, so.
Even Dan bailed on us, huh?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right, then in that case, I'll entertain a motion to close public comment.
A motion.
A motion?
Second.
And a second. Those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Mark, aye.
Todd, aye.
And Hammond, aye.
Oh, sorry.
Hammond, aye.
Motion carries. Commissioners, any questions for staff or applicant? Discussion on the project.
Other than if we're going to have this happen on this plat, it would have been nice to be able to take care of all of them at once instead of doing individual parcels.
Agree.
Yeah, this is helpful. That would definitely be easier. Unfortunately, what's happened is almost all of those individual sections now are owned by different owners, and so being able to try and get each of those to go in at the same time just unfortunately isn't something that's likely to happen.
Understood.
At least there's a new application fee for each one, right?
I would entertain a motion if the commissioners are ready.
I will move that we recommend approval subject to planning staff recommendations.
I'll second.
And a second.
Now, does this actually have to go to the township council, or do we take care of it here?
Sorry, I should have mentioned that. So it does not go to the township council. It does need to go to the mayor, but not for approval. What it would go for is there's a requirement that they need to either get signatures of every owner in the subdivision, or the mayor has to approve it. So they'll go to the mayor's meeting just for that signature that would replace kind of the signature for every single person. So it does not go to the city council though.
So we do recommend approval to the mayor then?
I think you just approve it, and then the mayor will choose whether she wants to sign it or not. You can recommend it though. I think you can make that part of the motion. Jim, if you've got input on.
Yeah, in this case, it's Mayor Pei, and he would sign it, and it's a signature block. You know, he signs off on the plat itself, but the motion is to approve the amended plat, and then we would take it through the process of getting the appropriate signatures as per state code. It doesn't go to a mayor's meeting like the waiver request does.
So it's not a motion to approve or to recommend approval. It's just to approve.
That is correct.
I'll modify the motion to grant preliminary approval for the plat with the staff recommendations.
Okay. Okay. All right, we have a motion and approval. All those in favor say aye. And
aye. Sorry, I didn't hear who seconded that motion.
I did.
Thank you, Mark.
Aaron, aye.
Claire, aye.
And Ammon, aye.
Todd, aye.
Motion carries.